AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden has declared a state of emergency in California as the state confronts the latest storm system. CBS's Steve Futterman is there.
In many parts of Northern California, they are stacking sandbags. Last week, the concern was snow. This week, it's rain and floods. The rain is already coming down, and it's melting snow. That combination is what worries officials.
Flooding is imminent. Please evacuate your residents now.
Residents who are staying are trying their best to get ready.
We have our solar-powered lamps ready.
In some areas, the rains are forecast to continue into next week. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
President Biden is responding to the latest jobs report, which showed more than 300,000 positions were added last month. Here's CBS's Stephen Portnoy.
The president calls it a good jobs report, but investors worry it will lead the Federal Reserve to increase interest rates at a faster clip. The next report on consumer prices is due next Tuesday. Mr. Biden says he hopes it will show inflation to be in solid shape.
I feel confident that we're headed in the right direction.
Asked about budget proposals House Republicans are beginning to offer, Mr. Biden said one GOP plan would result in drastic federal cuts to police, firefighters, and health care.
I don't know. We just have a very different value set.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
Sexual assaults are up at military academies nationwide. CBS's Cammie McCormick has that story.
One in five females say they experienced unwanted sexual contact. This report shows an 18% jump in assaults over the previous year. The Navy in particular showed nearly double the number. The student survey found increases in everything from touching to rape at all of the schools.
Suspected drug cartel members in Mexico have handed over five people reportedly involved in the deadly kidnapping last Friday of four Americans. Two Americans and a Mexican woman were killed when gunmen opened fire on the four U.S. citizens in the city of Matamoros. The Americans had come to Mexico for a medical procedure. We're learning more details about yesterday's mass shooting at a Jehovah's Witness meeting hall in Hamburg, Germany. CBS's Holly Williams catches us up.
German officials say the gunman had a sports shooting license to carry the pistol he used. Police also say they'd previously received an anonymous letter warning them that the shooter may have undiagnosed mental health issues.
Eight people were killed in that attack, including the shooter who killed himself.
Hello there. Hello. Are you visitors?
Priest Edward greeting crowds of people in Edinburgh today. He was named the new Duke of Edinburgh. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
March 15th.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media premium weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number.
Don't wait.
March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
As goes Wisconsin.
Mandela Barnes, future runs. Not yes, not no.
You know, I'm not closing the door, right? Like, taking a loss is not easy. And it's tough, too, when it's such a razor-thin margin. You know, I know some people who just get up right away and decide they want to run again. Like,
yeah.
I'm not there. But, you know, it's all timing.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Big Bend to Menominee Falls. Always streaming at
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
And I think it's quite rich that we are talking about subpoena compliance under a chairman of the full committee who was absolutely out of subpoena compliance in the last Congress. So we're going to haul witnesses in here today and claim that they did not comply with subpoenas or requests. And that request is so rich because it's coming from a chairman who himself did not comply with the January 6th committee's requests.
Uh-oh, you can't turn it off.
Well, there goes the show.
All right, show's broke. I broke the show again.
Let's just walk out. We're just going to leave the audience cheering.
Goodbye. You cheer.
Just cheer for indictment.
There it
cheer
goes.
For Stacey Plaskett.
All of them. All
Jim
of them.
Jordan's ass.
Hi, welcome to the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller. This is my last day. You will be thankful for.
You get to sleep in on Monday.
I get to sleep in on Monday.
But then you're back here on Tuesday.
And then I'm back on Tuesday, and I'll get my jingle on Tuesday.
Yes, you will.
It's 7 minutes.
You
want to jingle me?
Jody on the show.
Wait.
That's what we're waiting for.
It's the Jody Hamilton show.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk with Steffi.
Fix up on Monday.
Who's our favorite is for? Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. With Steffi.
And thank you, Chris and Travis, for
helping.
Amazingly.
Nothing really grows with Jody on the show. I was going to say, a lot has grown up out
no,
of
it says
this
nothing
week.
Really blows.
Well, a lot of things have blown up, too.
That's also true. 323-410-0458 is the number. At the bottom of the hour, we have Glenn Kirshner, and then John Fugelsang at the bottom of the next hour. And then we have Frangela all hour three.
Thank God.
I know. I'm just going to wind them up and let them go.
Yes.
It's fun.
I gave you material to make them. Like, it's like you're like the anti-Stephanie. Because, like, you've given them things that will spark joy.
Oh, I like doing that.
As opposed to what we usually do to them.
I know. I look forward to seeing them. I miss their little faces. They're lovely. Everybody. I mean, Glenn Kirshner and his eyes. Ooh.
By the way, we'll be plugging
this
with Glenn Kirshner, but
yes.
I started watching his docuseries on Peacock.
Yeah.
And whoo, boy.
It's called Who Killed Robert Wan.
Yeah.
Or Wan, excuse me.
Right.
And it looks, I haven't watched it yet because I want to sit down and watch the whole thing all at once.
Yeah, he didn't prepare me for this when he told me that this documentary was coming. I started watching, I was going, oh. Dylan, get in here. We're going to need to watch this.
Yeah, I mean, I watched the trailer for it. It looks very, because I love that kind of.
The true crime
documentaries. I just love them.
Oh, and because it's on Peacock, they're dropping F-bombs.
The first thing I heard on the trailer was an F. I was like, wait, what?
I was like, oh, this is going to be fun.
It should be. No, yeah. I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely. So, yes, Mr. Swalwell, who we just played, was the compliance with committee oversight. Whatever.
It's a subcommittee.
It's a subcommittee. Right. And he was calling out Jim Jordan for still being in non-compliance with a subpoena.
Correct.
Technically, he's still in noncompliance.
Yes,
right.
He went on to say on 12, this is what he had to say about Jim.
May 31, you see a letter sent to then Representative Jordan asking that he honor his subpoena. He was asked over and over and over, you were a witness to a crime. You were a witness to the greatest crime ever committed with the most criminals ever indicted in America. Mm-hmm. Will you help your country? Will you comply with that subpoena? No compliance. Crickets. Absolute defiance of the subpoena. And because of that defiance, the chairman was referred, and it's still pending, to the House Ethics Committee.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's like, really? Jim?
You're going to complain about anyone?
Anyone not complying with your with any BS. Subpoenas. Yeah. The letter that Jim wrote to Representative Thompson, he said, this request is far outside the bounds of any legitimate inquiry, violates core constitutional principles, and would serve to further erode legislative norms. Oh, F you.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And then Swallow went on to say this.
Nailed him.
Yes, this is where it goes.
And I want to have the congressional oath put up there, but the congressional oath mandates that members of Congress defend the Constitution without any mental reservation, mm-hmm. or as it says on the slide, purpose of evasion.
There you go.
Mm. Not responding to a congressional subpoena is a direct purpose of evasion. So this is our chairman, hauling all us here, everyone here today, people at the Department of Justice, the Department of Education, who are doing important work to claim they are out of compliance when he himself is currently out of compliance.
I'm glad that, I hope people are watching because they're leaving the cameras on in the House right now, right?
And these hearings are, oh boy.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean, every time you have, when we've had those hearings before, when you had your Jim Jordans and Matt Gaetzes on, mm-hmm. to on a legitimate committee, mind you, asking ridiculous questions.
They were just stirring up dust.
Right.
Just like just throwing mud in the air and trying to get everyone dirty with it.
Exactly. And so they're still trying to do that. Only they're really dumb about it.
But it's hard to do when you're running the committee and you're choosing terrible witnesses.
Well, terrible witnesses, and the questions that the Republicans are asking 9 times out of 10, like Boebert asked something where she was talking about people not doing remote work that are
right.
federal.
Right.
And then the person that she was asking goes, hi, that was the last administration.
Right. Yeah,
right. Those are figures that came out in early 2021, which means that those figures were from 2020 when Trump was president.
And she's like, I can't speak to the previous administration because I wasn't in the previous right. administration, so dummy.
Yeah.
No,
they didn't think any of these things through. Like, well, Chris has been saying, it's like they have lived in their own bubble
sure.
for
yeah.
so long
yeah. Yeah.
that they haven't been challenged.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so now they're getting challenged, and they don't know how to answer.
No, they
and
don't.
Were able to, they were able to get away with saying this for right. like the last, I mean,
Ever.
6 years,
yeah.
really.
Yeah.
They've not been challenged by this.
Right.
Right.
And so now that they can, everyone's seeing they're crazy, and it's great.
It is good. And it's, I mean, even when they do try to, you know, do a gotcha to mm-hmm. a witness, it's not going well.
Right.
Because the people that they've put on these committees are not smart.
Right.
Like, Jim Jordan's relatively smart. He just kind of talks around and doesn't really say
yeah,
much.
Yeah, he talks a
he's
lot.
He's very, very good at that.
Yeah.
He does that Gish Gallop thing where he just kind of floods the zone.
Yeah, he's very, very good at that. That's a skill.
Mm-hmm.
It's an annoying skill, but it's a skill.
Yeah.
But you have Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Three Toes,
mm-hmm.
and they are just not
They're
wise
dumb.
People.
They're dumb.
You know?
They are getting their asses handed to them. On a regular basis, and
Lauren Boebert, we can talk about sex, can't we?
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
How about 14?
Okay,
let's see what.
This
there
is
are
her...
schools that are worse than that are teaching worse than just gender ideology.
Yeah.
I mean, they have comprehensive sex ed. They're
That's
teaching
good.
Kids how to have and enjoy sex,
no.
And even same sex sex, how to pleasure
oh my
themselves.
God, no.
I mean. This is not something right. elementary students should learn, or nor any student in a public school. So, you know, these are the things that we need to go after and cut their funding.
You know who could use some sex education?
Her son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He could have used comprehensive.
She's going to be a grandma.
Because she made an announcement this weekend, too, 15.
Yeah.
We are raising our four boys to be men
what
before liberals teach them to be women.
Oh, my God.
But I leaned over and I asked my husband if it was appropriate to announce this here today. So I'm going to tell you all for the first time in a public setting that not only am I a mom of four boys, but come April, I will be a Gigi to a brand new grandson.
Okay, she's 36.
She's 36.
Which means she got knocked up young, too. But she was probably 19, because her son's 17. Now, she could have been 18, but...
I don't know, because she shared some more details in clip 16.
Now, my son, when I approached him and told him, Tyler, I'm going to be a 36-year-old grandmother, he said, well, didn't you make Granny a 36-year-old granny? I said, yes, I did.
There you go.
He said, well, then it's hereditary. Nice try, buddy.
Nice try, buddy? What does that mean?
Okay, now I don't know when Lauren Boebert had her 17-year-old son. She's 36 right
so
now,
she was
right?
18 or 19 when she had.
When she had, which means also her mom was 18 or 19 right?
Yeah.
When she had her.
Absolutely, which are adults. Which is, that's fine. They're young mothers, but that's fine.
Yes.
You know? I'm not going to shame her for getting pregnant.
Right.
But for her to do all this stuff against comprehensive sex education, perhaps she wouldn't have gotten pregnant at a young age, or her son getting somebody else who's 15. I believe his girlfriend's 15.
I didn't know the age of the girl, but...
She's young. I mean, it's within this, you know, it's not rape-related by any...
Right.
These
no,
two are dating, there's no statutory issue.
Kids have sex, and if they had comprehensive sex education, they might understand the idea of safe sex.
Exactly.
Or
and
sex that will not end
lead
in
to
pregnancy.
And yes, condoms don't, they're not 100%, but they're really, really good.
Right.
It's very rare that they don't work. And that's usually if you're not doing it right.
And
that's the sex education can teach you how to put one on correctly. Mm-hmm. Like I was saying the other day about my 7th grade science teacher, poor Mr. Frost. it was just a bunch of girls.
Yeah.
And it was just 1 week of sex ed and this poor man. So he brought out birth control pills. Mm-hmm. Condoms, mm-hmm. diaphragms, what was available in 1978,
79. IUDs, not IEDs.
IUDs were available then. They were off the market and now they're back.
Okay. But not IEDs.
Not IEDs, because that would have been very dangerous.
Yes. That's one way to get rid of a pregnancy.
So he showed us how to put a condom on a banana.
Oh, we had that?
Oh, cucumber, banana. Yeah.
You know,
one of those.
And that made us giggle because we're 11 and 12
sure.
year old girls. But I mean, it was, you know, in the diagrams of what the bodies look like and hee-hee-hee when we saw boys, you know. But it's important, even at that was relatively, it's not young, 11 and 12-year-old girls and boys are very curious at that point in time. I don't think they're teaching people how to masturbate. And I don't care if they are. I think that's a good thing.
Most people figure that out
they
on their own.
They figure that out on their own, especially boys.
Stephanie.
Especially boys. My sister's oldest, when he was like really young, like 2, she was changing him or bathing him or something, and he started pulling.
Wow!
And then he pulled too hard and hurt himself.
Oh! Ow!
Because he was only like 2 years old. Well, he was, you know. And she goes, "See, this is why we're nice to that." She says, "Don't be mean to it. You have to be nice to that." And he was he started crying because it was just a little too. Too much. He was having a good time.
Yeah.
2 or 3 years. That's when you start, by the way.
Yeah, but also like it's but it's.
And it's healthy.
But also, like, just safe sex. Like, my last girlfriend, I know this is a shock to everyone, she really wanted to get pregnant. She really wanted to have a baby.
Oh, my God.
And so I was...
She was looking for a husband.
I was extra careful to lock that down because I was not getting her pregnant.
Yeah.
Because Travis was having some realizations about himself and who he liked to have sex with at the time. And it was not women.
Well, exactly. But, yeah, that would... Wow.
Yeah. I was very...
Was this in college?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, adults at least.
And she was still. And she was older than me.
All right. Yeah.
So it was I knew she wanted to have a baby, so I was very, very careful about everything.
That's funny.
Yeah.
God, I don't know. Well, I guess I knew people that wanted, but they got married usually first. Not all of my friends did. But wow.
I ran into her years later. She is happily married and she does have kids now. And
well,
they are not
good.
Mine. Good.
And they are not yours. You're sure about that?
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're I can backdate. I know exactly when the last time I had sex with a woman was. I can backdate to that one. Oh wait, let's just wrap this up because
okay, 17
with,
real quick
with Boebert because here's the other thing she's talking about pregnancies and stuff like that. This is just weird where she goes with this.
Okay.
And you know, there's something special about rural conservative communities.
Okay.
They value life. If you look at teen pregnancy rates throughout the nation, well, they're the same in rural and urban areas. However, abortion rates are higher in urban areas, and teen mom rates are higher in rural conservative areas.
Uh-huh.
because we understand the preciousness of the life that is about to be born.
Oh, my God.
Or you're stupid and you're not teaching your kids how to not get knocked up to avoid teen pregnancies, you dumb whore.
My.
She's got that Sarah Palin thing going on.
She's not as smart.
Yeah. Well,
she's a dumb Sarah Palin, which is saying a lot.
Oh, boy.
It really is. Oh, my goodness. It's 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of The Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by my Bombas socks.
Okay. Oh.
And I finally got the ones that I ordered.
Oh, they showed
thrown
up?
Thrown upon my lawn. I saw it this morning. Right. So whoever got them, they threw the bag on my lawn.
Well,
I'm like, oh, look, my socks are here.
They just hadn't had a chance to come by and deliver them to you. So they decided to do it in the rain.
Right.
Well, no, it was delivered to the wrong address. And so whoever got it, thankfully, didn't open it. They realized, and then they just found the house and dropped it off sometime and yesterday. Anyway, Bombas' mission is simple. Make the most comfortable clothes ever and match every item sold with an equal item with a donation to someone in need. So when you buy Bombas, you're buying socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good, and they do. Bombas designed their socks, shirts, and underwear to be the clothes you can't wait to put on every day. Everything they make is soft, seamless, tagless, and has a luxuriously cozy feel.
Mm.
They're made from super soft materials like merino wool, that's what I'm wearing right now, Pima cotton, and even cashmere, which makes them the perfect cozy layers. There's a pair of Bombas socks for everything you do. They come in tons of options, like comfy performance styles for every sport and activity that keeps you moving. Bombas t-shirts are made with thoughtful design features like invisible seams, soft fabrics, and the perfect weight so they hang just right. Bombas underwear has a barely there feel with second skin support that might make you forget they're even there in a good way. Did you know that socks, underwear, and t-shirts are the three most requested clothing items at homeless shelters? That's why Bombas donates one for every item you buy. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use the code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout. bombas.com/Stephanie.
You want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Adam and Eve is not giving you 10% off and not 20% off or even 40%. Your discount is even bigger. AdamandEve.com is giving you a whopping 50% off. But why stop there? In addition to 50% off, you also get 10 free gifts. That includes a racy item for him, a sensuous toy for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. And best of all, free shipping. Always delivered in discreet packaging. So rethink your bedroom routine. Go to AdamandEve.com and enter the station's exclusive code at checkout, Miller. And get, you know the discount, 50% off almost any item and 10 tantalizing free gifts.
That's Miller. Again, Miller.
Well, spring is in the air. That can only mean one thing, spring grilling. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. 50% off site-wide. Grab all of your favorites like perfectly aged tender steaks, ocean-fresh seafood, juicy burgers, incredible air-chilled chicken, decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com, type in my promo code Stephanie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. I've had Omaha Steaks with my sister, cooked up some burgers for my girlfriend. It is the perfect way to get fired up and into spring with something special. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. Take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks ready to ship your order right away. You're going to want to hurry because 50% off site-wide is only happening for a limited time. Don't miss out on your chance to save. It's an incredible amount of food and incredible amount of quality. Omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie. Get an additional $30 off when you shop their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. That's omahasteaks.com. Type in Stephanie.
Wow, I can't believe it. This is great news.
Aw, thanks. Oh, I'm so nervous, but I'm excited, too.
So are you going to start telling people? Is it too soon?
I think I'll wait a little bit, you know, just in case.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah. Well, people are going to notice soon anyway.
Have you told your mom yet?
Not yet.
Oh, she's going to be so happy.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so nice to finally be able to say, I am quitting smoking.
Mm.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you're pregnant, there's one more exciting announcement you can make to your friends and family. You've decided to quit smoking. A lot of women are able to quit successfully when they find out they're pregnant. They have the best motivation there is, a healthy baby. Deciding to quit is the first step you can take to reduce the risks of premature delivery, low birth weight, childhood asthma, and SIDS. We can help you learn to quit. Call Great Start at 1-866-66-START.
So do I have to buy you a gift for this too?
Of course.
Every baby deserves a great start. Brought to you by the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person. And if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 26 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show, 323-410-0458, and it's Anito from San Antonio.
Anito!
Hi!
It's Anito from San Antonio.
Yes.
There you go.
That works.
That's it.
Yeah, I just have to say how ridiculous these stupid Twitter hearings are that mm-hmm. Jim Jordan's doing. Mm-hmm. At the same time that a whole television network is being exposed as basically being a lying, cheating propaganda arm
right.
of the GOP.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to expose how conservatives are treated mean by Twitter, which
right.
isn't true.
Right.
At the same time, they've got a whole television network.
Exactly.
That does things like give, you know, the Trump campaign Biden ads before
mm-hmm.
he even releases them
mm-hmm.
or debate material.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so ridiculous. These people, they don't care if they're hypocrites. They just don't care.
Right.
It's
their
about
superpower.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. They're whiny.
Well, they're so whiny. They're just little snowflakes. They're whiny little snowflakes.
They are whiny little snowflakes. And they are ridiculous. And I think it's showing how ridiculous they are by having them as available
right.
as they are. Because we don't usually see these hearings like this anymore. Number four.
I was going to throw a clip of number four. This kind of like nails it. Stacey Plaskett nailed it
yesterday. Here, listen to this, Anito. Number four.
Okay.
Chairman, Americans can see through this. Musk is helping you out politically, and you're going out of your way to promote and protect him and to praise him for his work. This isn't just a matter of what data was given to these so-called journalists before us now. There are many legitimate questions about where Musk got the financing to buy Twitter. We know for a fact that foreign countries like Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and possibly even Russia and China are investors
Cody.
Presently
yeah.
in Twitter.
No, I can't
Do these
hear
countries
she can't
now
hear
have
it.
Access
she can't
to
hear
private
it.
Twitter
yeah.
using
Sorry,
data?
Honey.
What was it?
She's
from the hearing?
Yeah, it was Stacey Plaskett
okay.
Basically
saying that Americans can see right through this.
Right.
And you bring in these so-called journalists
right.
who have been cherry-picked and given information by Elon Musk.
Exactly.
Oh, and Matt Taibbi looks like a fool.
Oh, God,
I mean,
yes.
he really did. I don't know if you saw
oh,
Debbie
yeah.
Wasserman.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She raked
Dan
him.
Dan Goldman.
Yeah. I mean, they were. It was fantastic yesterday, and I'm glad. You know, I used to read Taibbi, and I don't anymore.
No.
No. I don't think Jim Jordan is smart. I mean, compared to people like Dan Goldman. Okay?
Right. Well, yes, I'm talking on their side. I'm talking Jim Jordan compared to his own caucus.
It's a low bar in the Republican Party.
By any stretch.
That's true. It's a very low bar. But he was a wrestling coach, and he's going up against Dan
Goldman. I got to drop you, honey. It's heartbreak. I'm sorry, Anito. 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show with Glenn Kirshner.
WAUK 540 AM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News special report. It's possible the 2023 Oscars will mostly be remembered for one film, Everything Everywhere All at Once. The movie won nearly everything, including Best Original Screenplay, Best Director, Best Supporting Actress, and Supporting Actor. Michelle Yeoh made history, becoming the first Asian star to win Best Actress for her role in the film.
For all the little boys and girls who look like me watching tonight, this is a beacon of hope and possibilities.
The film also won Best Picture. At the beginning of the show, host Jimmy Kimmel on ABC joked there would not be a repeat of last year's infamous slap.
If anyone in this theater commits an act of violence at any point during the show, you will be awarded the Oscar for Best Actor and permitted to give a 19-minute long speech.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Matt Piper.
Ah, the Ides of March, the day that Caesar was killed, and it's the final day for you to make a killer deal.
March 15th.
That's right, March 15th is your last day to take advantage of our biggest sale. We're slashing prices on our premium sponsorships up to 50%.
Tie your business message and phone number into our hourly weather forecasts and get results. But you must hurry.
This spectacular offer ends March 15th. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Our country has become the investigation capital of the world. Actually, that's all we do. And it's only good for our many enemies, our enemies that are laughing at us all over the world. They could not be happier as they brilliantly plot our demise and destruction. We have to get back to making America great again.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, good Lord. It is 34 minutes after the hour.
That was this morning's statement. And I think that's actually very telling because he didn't go after them in any of the terms that they've been doing.
And he was muted. He was mm-hmm. calmer than normal.
Or could you say scared?
Drugged or scared.
Yeah.
He didn't take his allegedly Adderall this
right.
morning.
Yeah, it was he took the downer downers, not
the
upper
uppers. He took the downer downers, exactly. 323-410-0458 is the number. Look who we have here.
Thank God. Former U.S. Attorney Glenn Kirshner is here.
Get me Glenn Kirshner. Glenn
Kirshner. Former 30-year federal prosecutor Glenn Kirshner.
I can listen to him talk all day.
Who has answered the call for his country once again.
Glenn Kirshner.
MSNBC legal analyst Glenn Kirshner.
On the Stephanie Miller Show all day.
Piercing blue-eyed
Glenn Kirshner.
We got the Glenn Kirshner now, and I feel okay.
Good morning, Mr. Kirshner. You look so dapper.
Good morning, Jody. I got dressed up for you this morning.
I like it when you get dressed up for me. So before we get started on Donald and other things in the news, you have a documentary on Peacock that is very intriguing. It's
yeah.
called Who Killed Robert Wan? Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah, so, Who Killed Robert Wan.
Yeah, what's the premise so people know to go and start subscribing
and
to
check
Peacock?
Check it out. I started watching it. It's really, really good.
Yeah, how much time do you have? So this was boiled down to its essence, three well-to-do, influential, connected men who lived in a very high-end home on Swan Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. had a friend of theirs, a young attorney, wonderful young man, Robert Wan, who was general counsel at Radio Free Asia, spend the night at their house as a matter of work convenience.
Uh-huh.
And he ended up dead in their guest room in the most inexplicable circumstances I saw in my 30 years as a prosecutor.
Wow.
I worked the case for years. The three guys in the home would not tell us what happened. They thought they'd gotten away with it. So I said, not this time. And I indicted them all for covering up the murder of Robert Wan. Conspiracy to obstruct justice, obstruction of justice, and tampering with evidence. In this case, is an odyssey like none other that I handled in my career. Mm-hmm. Most importantly, there's a tip line. And after people view this, I am hopeful that one or all three of these people have run their mouths over time.
Probably.
And people will drop a dime and help us solve the mystery of who killed Robert Wan.
I look forward to it.
It's, yeah.
This is my kind of show. I love this stuff. So I'm going to sit down this weekend and just binge it.
Right.
I think we need to reboot Unsolved Mysteries with Glenn.
There you go. Yeah, we'll reboot it.
You could be our new
that.
Robert Stack.
Yes, there we go. So let's get into the news. This is interesting. It just you just printed this morning.
Yes.
Prosecutors seek to question Trump's lawyer, Corcoran.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea is to use the crime fraud exception, obviously, but they're also using the search warrant affidavit to get the search at Mar-a-Lago for the judge to allow this to happen. Your thoughts on all of this? This seems
yeah,
like
full disclosure. Yeah. I used to work with Evan Corcoran. He and I had a murder case in common decades ago at the U.S. Attorney's Office.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to see the way he has chosen to go professionally, because anytime you are representing a defendant, and you get hauled before the grand jury to testify about the crimes your client may have committed,
mm-hmm.
that's not a good thing.
Right.
And let me tell you, Jody, rarely do prosecutors drag defense attorneys who are representing the target of the grand jury investigation in to testify. But boy, Jack Smith, I am pleased to see, is going 100 miles an hour, scorched earth, in the direction of accountability. You know, Evan Corcoran has gotten himself in a jam because it looks like he was being used by Donald Trump in furtherance of Trump's documents crimes. Now, we don't know if he was being used knowingly or unknowingly,
true.
But the bottom line is, as a lawyer, you cannot participate or facilitate the crimes of your client. If you do, your attorney-client privilege evaporates and you can be forced to testify about and incriminate your own client.
I like that part.
It's a little tickle up my leg.
Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like to AG, who we listened to on her show, Jack, that they're going after obstruction in this case.
They are. And that's like, it's kind of like shooting fish in the barrel.
Right.
Because if you have property that belongs to the government, and Donald Trump did, he had documents. Frankly, it doesn't matter if they were classified or not. They didn't belong to him.
Right.
The grand jury issued a subpoena. That's a lawful order from a court saying give them back. And Donald Trump didn't. And he hid them. And we found them. The FBI found them pursuant to a search warrant in his desk drawers, in his office. And now recent reporting is that he had even more documents after the FBI search. That's obstructing justice. That's a pretty easy charge to prove. And I think that will be one of the marquee charges in a federal indictment of Donald Trump.
Well, with the reporting of the FBI not wanting to execute a search warrant and the DOJ saying, well, wait a minute, we need to do that. I think getting the subpoena ahead of time, I think, makes their case stronger. And look, we were being as nice as possible to this guy, but he lied to us. After the subpoena, he gave some stuff over, but we realized that there was other stuff. So even though the FBI, at least some people in the FBI, seem to be very supportive of Donald Trump, their insistence on being nice to him has bolstered, in my opinion, the DOJ's case.
And that's brilliant, right? If the FBI hesitated when they should have acted, all they ended up doing was strengthening the future criminal case against Donald Trump. That's a great point. And, you know, yes, I'm troubled if the FBI is being governed by politics. But listen, the FBI is made up of human beings, and they're going to have their own political views and beliefs and ideologies. But for gosh sakes, you can't let that creep into your work. I will tell you, as a federal law enforcement officer, albeit a prosecutor, not an FBI agent, for decades, it was the cardinal sin to ever think about politics when you were investigating a case and trying to decide how to proceed, whether to indict or not. So this is disappointing. I don't have a lot of confidence in Chris Wray as the FBI director. And, you know, now we see some of the deficiencies in FBI leadership coming home to roost.
Yeah, it is unfortunate. Now, I just, excuse me, in the case against the Proud Boys, apparently the Justice Department leaked classified information to the defense. Whoops.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
During testimony, prosecutors shared internal FBI messages sent and received by Agent Nicole Miller. They were supposed to be scrubbed with any classified information, but apparently it was accessible in hidden sections of the Excel spreadsheet. So they learned of this snafu while the defense was grilling her in front of jurors. So what do you is this? Or is it a concern? It depends on the information, I would imagine.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I've been there, I've done that, where you are turning over mountains and mountains of evidence in discovery.
Right.
I always did it in paper because I am incompetent and computers make me nervous, but I know that's not the day and age we live in now. So when they're turning over things that they call terabytes of information, terabytes, it makes my megahertz, and I don't know what that is.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
There's a joke in there somewhere that I'm sure I've stole from somebody. But listen, these people who are involved in this prosecution are my former colleagues. Some of them were homicide prosecutors. I feel their pain because you try to turn over everything you think you have to turn over, and then there are embedded lines in an Excel spreadsheet that should have been redacted that weren't. That's a nightmare, particularly when it involves classified information. So listen, the judge took a pause in the trial for a couple of days. They're going to address this issue both practically to make sure there are no, national security implications of this stuff being turned over to defense attorneys.
Right.
And I'm not saying the defense attorneys are intending to misuse it, but it's in their hands now. And legally, what are the consequences with respect to this prosecution misstep? But you know what? They're going to move through this, I predict. They're going to get back on track. The prosecutors have just about finished presenting their case in chief. And then the interesting piece is the defense attorneys will present their case. And as we know, one of the defendants is trying to subpoena Donald Trump
yes.
to testify in their defense. I wrote a piece about this for MSNBC Daily. I do not believe that subpoena will be successful.
Right.
And if it is Donald Trump, I can almost promise you we'll plead the fifth. He will not testify.
Oh, of course not. No, he wouldn't. I mean, with this, the thing that I find unnerving about this classified information was the questions were in front of the jury. Mm-hmm. So that to me is like, what did they discover? What came out to regular run-of-the-mill civilians that shouldn't have been? I would hope that the lawyers would have been kind of like, why should we be? I don't know. It's their defense, so whatever, I guess. Anyway, so Trump lost his defamation case against the Post finally for a second time. This is nice.
Yeah.
I like
really
that.
Really good news.
Yeah. Judge Rudolph Contreras. Oh, I did that right. Said there's no actual malice in the report of the from the Post. He asked Trump's lawyers if they wanted to amend their complaint and be litigated, and they were unable to do this. Thus, bye-bye, lawsuit.
Yep.
Thrown out. Yay. So, I mean,
Trump has had a really bad week on so many fronts. Not only is he losing his own suits,
mm-hmm.
but the Department of Justice weighed in and said, guess what, sport. Okay, I don't think they called them sport,
Champ.
But I call them sport. Guess what, sport? You don't have absolute immunity.
Yep.
And the lawsuit that has been filed by Capitol Police officers and members of Congress who you endangered on January 6th
mm-hmm.
can and will proceed against you. That is an important piece of foreshadowing, Jody,
mm-hmm.
for what's about to happen in the criminal arena, because that helps pave a way for Jack Smith
yep.
to bring federal charges for the insurrection.
And they were very specific on their wording, saying this has nothing to do with the criminal things. This is very civil, so that they didn't step on their own toes, it sounds like.
Yep.
And then it looks like Alvin Bragg might indict the man.
Yeah, I love this headline from the New York Times.
Uh-huh.
Prosecutors signal criminal charges for Trump are likely.
Yes.
And let me just hit this real quick,
yeah.
and then I'm going to have to bounce
okay.
because
okay.
MSNBC is already calling.
Okay.
Me.
Okay.
No, that's okay. Let me finish this. Okay. They can wait.
You know, they're early.
This is us here.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope they don't see that. Here's the thing. The last thing prosecutors do before they ask a grand jury to indict somebody is, at least in a white collar case, we don't do this in violent crime cases.
Right.
We will invite the target of the investigation to testify. We can't subpoena them
right.
because they have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, but they can certainly come in and waive that right
sure. mm-hmm.
and testify, and they can say, look, ladies and gentlemen of the grand jury, the prosecutors have it all wrong. Let me explain why I didn't really commit any crimes. Now,
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump is not going to accept the invitation.
Right.
He is not going to testify, but this is a tell. This is a tell that the next stop is an indictment for Donald Trump. Here's a fun fact. When we send those invitation letters to targets of the investigation, inviting them to appear before the grand jury, we have a name for that kind of a letter. We call it a Mae West letter. Now, who was Mae West? Well, people of a certain
uh-huh.
age will remember she was a Hollywood movie star beginning in the 1930s and 1940s, who was the queen of the one-liners
mm-hmm.
at one point in time. And she has so many famous lines, but one of the big ones is, she's talking to a gentleman in uniform. She said, you know, I always have liked the man in uniform. Why don't you come up and see me sometime?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is the famous line. Mm-hmm. That's actually not exactly what she said. But we call these target letters, these invitations, Mae West letters. Why don't you come up and see the grand jury sometime?
Love it.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much, everybody. Tune into Peacock and watch his documentary series.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. Who Killed James Wan? Thank you, Glenn. Have fun on MSNBC.
Thanks, Jody. See you guys.
Bye.
All right.
It is 48 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the quaint seaside villages and historic harbors of New England with American Cruise Lines. Visit Martha's Vineyard, Nantucket, and Bar Harbor while enjoying an authentic lobster bake on the shores of Maine. Aboard the newest fleet of small cruise ships, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Let's go. Let's get cruising. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. Jeremy in Colorado. Hi, Jer.
I just wanted to say about whether Marjorie Taylor Greene should be addressed in public. When you have someone whose job is to professionally incite violence against marginalized people, why should that person be able to enjoy public
Well, that's
quiet?
Why she was removed from her committees. She suggested Nancy Pelosi right. should be yeah. executed. Find The Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it twice a day.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it in the morning and before dinner.
I get it, slip it, cuff it, check it, and share it with my doctor. Nearly one in two U.S. adults have high blood pressure. That's why it's important to self-monitor your blood pressure in four easy-to-remember steps. It starts with a monitor.
Now that I know my blood pressure numbers, I talked with my doctor. We're getting those numbers down.
Get it, slip it, cuff it, check. Talk to doctor now and share. Be next to talk to your doctor about your blood pressure numbers. Get down with your blood pressure. Self-monitoring is power. Learn more at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association. In partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 53 minutes after the hour, 323-410-0458. I'm Jody. That just reminds me of my youth. All these songs you keep playing all week. I'm like, oh, now I'm a little kid again. 323-410-0458 is the number. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for Stephanie Miller with my, without them I would die, Chris
oh, stop.
And Travis.
I wouldn't go that far.
You would not die.
I couldn't do this without. Well,
you do a podcast every week.
Yeah.
Without any help from us, except for this week, because I produced the show.
Well, he produced the show this week, which I really thank you for.
Because I sent you too much prep for this show, so you have plenty left over for that show.
All right.
Oh, let's go to Nita in North Carolina. Hi, you're going to say something nice. That's why I got to you.
Hello, you all. How are you?
Good.
I just want to say
I know it's called the Stephanie Miller Show, but I love when Chris and Travis and Jody host this show. You all do a fantabulous job.
I hope Stephanie's
fantastic
listening.
Fantastic and fabulous. It's amazing. You really do. And I mean, I know it's Stephanie's show, but you guys do it. And I want to say to you, Jody, I grew up watching your mom.
Uh-huh.
She's amazing.
She is.
I grew up watching her, the Carol Burnett Show. Mm-hmm. So, and I look at you and I'm like, your mother did a really good job raising you.
Oh, thank you. I'll let her know. And the check's
yeah,
in the
so
mail.
Have a great... Yeah. You guys are awesome, though. I love it. So don't ever second guess yourself. You guys are great. I love it.
Thank
love
you
it.
So much. Have a wonderful weekend.
And you have a better one. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Bye. Oh, that was nice. I had
that
to
was.
Answer that. You know,
yeah.
You got to get the fan.
Mm-hmm.
The one person knows. People are very nice to me on the Twitter about this show. Very, very nice.
Yeah.
Most people are.
Steph heads are nice people. They really, really are.
Jody, I think you're very talented. Also, I enjoy your mother's work.
Thank you, Chris Lavoie. Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hey, how you doing?
Hi, yes, good morning. It's
good morning.
Sweaty church whore chiming in.
Yeah.
Oh, we love sweaty church whores.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jody, I just like to say, like I said in my tweet, you are excellent this week, and you are kicking ass, and this was so awesome having you on this week.
Thank you.
And to Chris, mm-hmm. you're welcome. And Chris, that picture on Twitter.
Oh.
As I would have to say, oh, I was getting the vapor.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Uh-huh. I tried to post it with some, you know, political fact stuff.
I just post cocktails.
Political. No, I'm kidding. But, as we know how Tokyo Rose got the footage of January 6th from that coward McCarthy. The thing is, we all knew that footage was going to be edited in some way where he was going to say, like, you know, it was not as bad as it was. And to that, it pissed me off, and also laughing at the same time. It's like, look, mofo, not only did this country, the world saw what unfolded that day. And to the very day, I can't get my head wrapped around how an insurrection, I would never saw in my 44 years on this planet that I would saw something like that. And it's just, and you were to sit up here and try to play it down.
Yeah.
We saw what happened.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah. I mean, it's super have you no decency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And it doesn't seem like it's working.
Well, apparently he showed basically the same footage on Wednesday that he showed on Monday mm-hmm. or whatever. And
I mean,
like,
it's really hard to find.
And so that's like, dude, it's falling flat.
You've already
blown your.
Yeah, exactly.
And David Ferguson, T-Rex on Bob's show yesterday pointed that out. He goes,
yeah,
you put your best foot forward. Like your opening statement should be your ta-da. And then you follow it up with evidence. Well, there is no more evidence than what he already showed.
Remember, I said on Monday, I go, I expect this to be a full-blown drip, 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 building a
to
narrative.
Something else.
He's got nothing.
He doesn't have
he
it because there's very little of what he wants to show that looks like what he wants to show.
Especially when we had this, and I know we're coming up on a heartbreak here, but that the video came out yesterday, the senator's office.
Yes.
He did not want to talk about
that.
No,
he did not. He absolutely did not. And it is 58 minutes after the hour. John Fugelsang at the bottom of the next hour.
And then
Frangela for a whole hour. Cannot wait. We will talk at you soon on the Stephanie Miller Show.
March 15th.
What's March 15th?
March 15th is the absolute final day to take advantage of up to 50% off on our Civic Media Premium Weather sponsorships. First, we spread your business message and phone number to our listeners. Then we spread Mother Nature's plans for the next 36 hours. You'll get a 15-second ad every hour followed by your phone number.
Don't wait.
March 15th is almost here. Log on to civicmedia.us/weather now. That's civicmedia.us/weather. It's not-
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.